We're now up to chapter 4 in Maaseiros, Mishnah Hei, Perek Daled Mishnah Hei. Hamekalef Seorim, if one is peeling off the barley, meaning going just to the, taking the shell off and going just to the kernel. Mekalef Achas Achas, you could shell them one at a time, but ochel, and eat the kernels without separating the tithes. But im kilef enosos echad, but if you shell these barleys and then put it in your hand, Chayev, you're then obligated to take off the tithes, and that's because you're doing, you know, the tsoveret, you're collecting it, like we said before, which then would make it more official. Hamolel melilas shalchitim, if you're rubbing the ears of the wheat itself. So this process itself is that what a person does, they first roast the ears of wheat, and then they rub them between their fingers in order to crush the outer shell and release the inside kernel. And that gives you, sort of a further along stage in the process. So menape meyadli adva ochel. You could do this from, you can sift them from one hand to the other. That's by passing it from one hand to the other was an easier way of loosening the shell. Va'ochel, and you could eat them without separating the maaseiros. Ve'im nipa, and if you sifted the kernels, v'nosel tocheko, and you put them in your lap, you're chayiv, you're obligated to tie them. Again, that's a collection process. Kuzbar shezara lazera. Kuzbar is coriander. If you took coriander shezara lazera that you planted for its seeds, yaraka potter. So the green part of it, it's going to be, the greens are going to be exempt from miser. So usually coriander is planted for its seeds, which are then, we all know, grounded up later on, use it as a spice. But the leaves of it itself, the greens, so that is considered much less significant. And while you can still eat them, which is obviously what's going on here, they're usually thrown away. So therefore, only the seeds are going to be the part that you need to separate tithes from. Zara liyarak, but if you actually planted it for the purpose of these greens, mit aseres zera v'yarak, so then it needs tithing on both the seeds and the greens. Rabbi Lezer amar hasheves, that dill requires mit aseres zera v'yarak is reason. Tithing of the seeds, the greens itself, and the stems, because all of it is functional. Chacham say, eino mit aseres zera v'yarak ela hashachalim v'hagergir bilvad. No, never do you have to tithe both the seeds and the greens. You never have both. Either the food is used for one and not the other. The only two exceptions are hashachalim v'agargir. Shachalim is what we call cress, and a gargir is a special type of, it was a special type of vegetable, a rare vegetable, actually. They're edible, but they're less edible than other vegetables, and we'll call it as gargir because, as Bartanur says, kach shmo ba'aravi, gargir. Okay? That's Mishnah Hey. Now we go on to Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Tomorrow shall tilson shall chardel shall pull halavon chayvem meiser." Okay, he says the roots of the fenugreek, of mustard, and also of beans, the white beans, are all going to be chayv in meiser, chayv in tithing it. Okay, Rabbi Lezer says, "Hatzlaf mit aser tamaras vavionis vekafres." A caper bush that needs tithing mit aser with its tamaros, the roots. Va'avionos, the berries that are on it, v'kafres, and the shell. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein mit aser ela avionot mibdein shehem peri." The only thing that needs tithing over there is the berries, because that is what the fruit is of the bush. The rest of the stuff is very low usability, not its function, not its purpose, and therefore will not need tithes. Okay.